Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views with Chris Fitzsimon.
The North Carolina League of Conservation Voters recently released its scorecard that grades each state lawmaker on how well they protected the environment in their votes in this year's legislative session. And most of the grades were not very good, as legislation passed to speed up fracking, ease environmental protections, and take power away from local governments to keep their water safe. Here to talk about the scorecard from the League of Conservation Voters is Dan Crawford. Well, Dan, thanks for being back with us on News and Views. We appreciate your time.
Always a pleasure to be here.
Well, let's talk about the conservation scorecard. Before we get into some of the specifics, did anything surprise you when you were putting this together?
You know, I think I said last time when I saw the scores, I wanted to fire my intern because I thought he had screwed up. But, you know, I think at this juncture, I was less surprised than I would have liked to have been with the turnout. And it was a record turnout, Chris. One on the wrong side of things, but it was a record turnout.
It really does reflect what happened to the environment this past year, doesn't it?
It does. You know, I've been doing this for about 6 years, but people with, you know, longer history in North Carolina's environment, you know, when they say it was one of the worst sessions for the environment, then, you know, I have to start listening and agreeing. And, you know, the metrics of it, the numbers kind of reflect that.
We have, what, 82 legislators that actually had a zero, and we only have 170 legislators.
That's correct. You don't have to take your shoes off to do that math. That's approximately half the body got a zero. That's zero out of 100. So, I mean, anybody with children knows that's not the score you want your children to come home with.
You also rated the governor. Tell us about that. I want to ask you more about the legislature.
Yeah, sure. That's something that we've had in the works for a long time and something we've been pushed to do. And we gathered scorecards from across the country, and obviously the governor is unlike the General Assembly and the legislator. He doesn't take actual votes. And so we kind of used the history of everything he does to compile a grade, and not a score, but a grade. And we used the bills that he signed into law. We've used his public comments on issues around the environment. And also we've looked at his executive actions. And this year the governor got a D minus. I called the governor's office and let him know that was going to be their score. But, you know, the thing is, I think with the governor, he's got a lot of room for improvement. The General Assembly, if they improve a lot, they're still going to be pretty terrible. So we would love to talk to the governor's office and see about getting that grade up to more of a passing score, because I think he can do it.
I encourage folks to go to the website and look at the scorecard themselves. But when they just hear these numbers, give us a couple of examples of bills or votes that you'd use that you thought were important that contributed to this scorecard.
Yeah, this scorecard wrote itself. The way we start by compiling a list of all the bills passed or had action taken on them in the General Assembly. And we had plenty to choose from. Some of the bigger ones that we looked at this time was fracking. We have a lot of concerns about fracking, but the General Assembly still has a desire to rush to frack. And that's, you know, a process of removing natural gas from shale rock underneath the earth. And there's so many more questions and answers. So that's one of our biggest concerns, that if we're going to do this in North Carolina, we have to get it right. And, you know, letting the inmates run the asylum by appointing a mining and energy commission folks that seem to have favorable views towards the process is a concern. Some of the other issues that we scored on our scorecard was taking away local control. Obviously, all government, local government has to have an important say of what's going on in their communities. And there was one bill that would have preempted local governments from having a say in what's going on in their local government. And that makes no sense. And the other couple of the other big issues is review and expiration of the rules, which is one of my favorites. You know, it just basically turns the Department of Environment and Natural Resources into a rules review committee where they're spending all their time looking at rules and, you know, whether or not they need to be kept or thrown out. I mean, Lord knows I would love to have the speed limit rules examined on a regular basis, but that's just penny wise a pound foolish to, you know, turn that department into a rules review committee. And another one we had concerns with was the firing of volunteers from boards and commissions. The boards and commissions folks serve as volunteers, and, you know, I like to say it's the real smart people with lots of letters after their last name that give their time freely to the state. And many of those were just wiped clean and fired just because the new regime, the new people in power, want to appoint their members to the board and make sure there's basically no opposition to any of the things that they want to work on.
And then they singled out the environmental agencies. I mean, there were a couple more, but they really watered that bill down to just focus primarily on people that protect the environment.
That's right. That bill initially wiped out clean a lot of boards and commissions, you know, from the plumbing and licensing board to contractors and a bunch of others that I don't work on a daily basis. But then the final resolve was to fire, you know, the Environmental Review Commission and, excuse me, Environmental Management Commission, the Coastal Resource Commission, And again, those are all people that have very focused knowledge and background, and just the years of expertise they have in their fields, you just will not be replaced.
I want to ask you one question about, you mentioned the rules or review process in Diener, and a couple things for people who maybe don't follow. It sounds so arcane, but these are really the things that actually protect the water and the land and the air. That's why this is so important. People think rules review, it sort of, I think, goes over their heads because they're not really familiar with the way the process works.
Typically, when I think rules review, I think snooze. It's a long, drawn-out process, but one that, you know, a lot of smart people have taken and undergone to protect everyday North Carolinians' interests. They're there to kind of protect folks from corporate polluters who don't want to pay the price or have it to pay any price for what they're doing to our society, to what they're doing to our natural heritage. And they do protect us, and if there's rules that aren't working, you know, let's take a scalpel to the process. You know, I'm not an obstructionist. Let's look at a rule that's not working and find out what it is and then look at it, not just, you know, carte blanche, say, pick a year and have the rules expire this year.
It's also interesting that they're forcing the department to do that in the next few years at the same time that they've slashed the staffing of the department to make it even harder for them to do what they're forcing them to do.
Department of Health and Human Services has been in the news a lot lately, but the Diener, since 2009, their budget's been cut 40%, and currently they're undergoing a major, I won't say expansion, a major overhaul. Departments have gone away, departments have been merged together, folks have been fired. I know a colleague of mine called someone the other day, and her away message said that she's no longer with them, call this person. So he called that person, and her away message said she's no longer with them, to call this person. So it took 3 or 4 calls to finally get a live human being on the phone to talk about the issue he wanted to talk about.
While we're on the subject of Diener, then I want to ask you one final question about the scorecard. Secretary Scavarla says around the state that he's changing the department to be customer friendly. Generally, he means to the people, the businesses, or the folks who want to set up facilities that might actually pollute.
Right.
And I wonder if you think we are customers as well.
That's exactly what that'd be my message to Secretary Scavarla, if he's listening. The people of North Carolina are customers too. And you serve them as well. And there's a lot more of us than they are corporate polluters who don't want to abide by the rules, who don't want to follow the rules, who want special access to the department. But don't forget, the people of North Carolina are customers too, and we're watching what's going on, and we're not going to stand by and let corporate polluters have their way while we pay the price.
Let's end on maybe a positive note. Tell me something good in the scorecard.
There were, I think, 27 legislators that got a 100%, and I think that's a pretty remarkable number considering the anti-environmental sentiment that was portrayed in this General Assembly. So there's, like I said, 28 people that got a perfect score, and, you know, we look forward to continuing a relationship with them. And know that there are people on watching out for our best interest and not siding with corporate polluters and big government and big industry and protecting our interests. So, you know, kudos to those members. Go check out our website, nclcv.org. to find out how your legislator did. Over half of you may be disappointed because they likely got a 0.
Well, Dan, thank you very much for putting this together. Thanks for what you do to protect the environment. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure. Look forward to being back on.
Up next, marriage licenses for same-sex couples in North Carolina. Stay with us.